Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also get us anywhere your favorite podcasts are found. New podcast uploaded daily, and it's broken down into different segments and different special discussion points. So wherever you get your favorite podcast, Spotify, Apple, Odyssey, anywhere you get your favorite podcast, just favorite us and have it brought right to your inbox each and every day like all your other favorite podcasts. And hopefully the Rob O'Donnell Show is one of them. How's everybody doing? It's Friday, July 25th, 2025. Don't let this rain wear you down. Listen, it was hot today. It was hot and humid. Able to do a little stuff around the house this morning, shock the pool. I just checked my surveillance cameras up by my house. It's not raining, but there were some dark clouds in the sky around. And I'm sure some stuff will come through. Listen, we have a day like today with this heat and humidity building up. It's bound to happen. There are sporadic storms throughout our entire area. It just opened up like cats and dogs. I don't know why they say cats and dogs, but that's what they say out here in the parking lot in Pittston. So be careful with your driving. Our parking lot pulled up pretty quickly. So if you're driving, be careful. You could have the potential to hydroplane. And that's why these warnings come out. And I'd be surprised if we didn't have further warnings throughout this show. And Jake's shaking his head, looking up at the screen, going, "Shut up, Rob! Shut it! Don't say it!" But come on, we have to have reality here. We know how that they'll give us a warning for 200 miles away. We know how it works here. If you're in central New York, we're going to get a warning here. If you're in Philadelphia, we're going to get a warning here. If you're in western New Jersey, we're going to get a warning here. So we'll have to deal with it because it's out of our control. I can give Jake the authority to take his chair and change the situation, but there might be a lot of other things we can't bring you then too. So we won't do that. We'll have to control Jake today. It's Friday. He's looking for a good weekend too. So you know, things to talk about today. We're gonna have it Fridays. Try and keep it as light up as light as possible. There is some breaking news that I didn't plan on covering today. That's why it's breaking because it just happened. Where there's a huge win for the Trump administration with a judge dismissing lawsuits challenging him dismantling of the USAID, and this is a developing situation now. But it does set the framework for other entities that he is in the process of doing away with. So that is a win for the Trump administration. I think it's a win for a lot of things. It was, if you take the time to look into it, something that was poorly mismanaged on a great degree. Although they did some things, as overall the thing needs to be overhauled or done away with and started over in a more specific environment. So that's some breaking news now. I don't have the details in front of me, so I'm not going to pretend to get into the details there. Some stuff that could affect everyone, and it started yesterday with me. And for a lot of the day yesterday and a good portion of the day today before the show and yesterday before the show and even into the first half hour of the show to where I finally said, listen, I'm in the middle of a show. I can't do this now. But when you have daughters, especially in their mid to lower 20s, when they need dad's attention, they need dad's attention. And that's just the way it is with daughters. And any father out there or grandfather with daughters or granddaughters know what I'm talking about. And you women out there who are your daddy's girl know it as well. So my daughter's always been a Jeep girl. And I think my wife recently buying a Jeep kind of put some fire under my daughter to say, hey, she wanted a Jeep back. Now, she had a Jeep. We got her a Jeep in high school. The deal was if she got accepted to nursing school that we would get her a Jeep. Not a new Jeep, you know, a used Jeep. But she always loved the Wranglers. And by Jeep, I mean Wrangler. So we got her one. We surprised her. with her Jeep, and she had it through her last 2 years of high school. Of course, COVID is here, so really not the big in and out of school parking lots you would think it would be. And through college. But she did go to college out in western Pennsylvania. She did come home a lot. It was a four-hour drive. It was an older Jeep. So I wanted something that, even though the Jeep was in good shape and it rode well, you know, it was leaking some oil. It did have issues. And I didn't want to have to worry about her breaking down on 80. And if you've ever taken 80 from the Pittsburgh area to here, it gets kind of desolate in a lot of places. There are not many places to pull off. It's a big trucker thoroughfare. So we ended up trading her Jeep in and got her a brand new Hyundai Kona, all-wheel drive. It was not great in the snow, but capable in the snow, as long as you don't try to do anything crazy. But as long as it was great on gas, it was a hatchback, it was good for her in the time she was in. So it was great commuting back and forth. It was great for her school, for her work. But now she's moved. She is in Virginia, has her new job, is making really good money, and decided that she was going to go check out the new Jeeps that are out there. You know, she said once she gets established in her nursing career and was making good money and was living in a place she wanted to be, you know, she wanted to reward herself with something new. I know a lot of people don't want to spend the money on a new vehicle, but I understand where she's coming from. All that hard work, 4 years of nursing school, getting through orientation and everything in new hospitals, actually two new hospitals. She was working out in Western PA and down. So she went and finally did it yesterday. And the bottom line is, buying a car is a process. And if you're new to buying cars, or and a lot of people who...
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Who've purchased cars over the years know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, with three children, you know, we've gone through a lot of cars that had to fit our family's lives growing up, from, you know, my wife's SUV to minivans, back to SUVs, you know, back to the trucks that I've had over time. So, you know, I kept telling her it's a process. You know, you got to get the best price for the car, and then, you know, you want to work on getting the best trade-in value if you're trading in a vehicle. And you want to get pre-approved for a loan through your financial institution or somewhere that you've searched around for to get a really good rate. And then you let the dealership, who sometimes has really good deals. I mean, I have a 0.9% five-year interest rate on one of my Hyundais. They're basically giving you money to work with, so why not take it? So see what they have to offer, because there are a lot of good deals out there. And they gave her some numbers. And again, she's a 23-year-old girl walking into a car dealership in Virginia Beach herself. And they didn't beat her up as far as the numbers there, but they were on the higher side. So she ended up getting their proposal, sending it to me, and I looked through it, and I said, okay, you want them to come up on this, you want to come down on this, you don't want these extras they're trying to throw in. And I marked up the sheet that they gave me, you know, kind of spoke to her about it last night, and she went, they called her this morning, hey, you were in a dealership yesterday. You know, and she's like, well, you know, if I have some time, I'm going to stop. I may stop by again, but I don't know what my day looks like. Now, the bottom line is, she always planned on stopping back, but you just don't let them know that. So she did go in. As soon as she pulled up, they recognized her car. They took it. You know, when they're taking the top off for a test drive yesterday, they are really trying to get you into this Jeep. So she walked back in and she handed them the paper that I had marked up in red ink. And I said, you know, you have to come up on the trade-in value. We don't want these extras. You're kind of a little high, even though there's really good rebates on this car, to where I've found other comparisons, including here in our local area. And they looked at the paperwork and they were basically like, yep, no problem. We could do this. And between less than 12 hours, between yesterday and today, came down over $4,000. $2,000 more for her trade-in value and $2,000 less on the vehicle. And again, this is in addition to $8,000 in employee pricing and $1,000 in first responder rebates, because she is a nurse, and a bunch of other things. She got a really good deal from her bank that we all use, Navy Federal Credit Union, so that they couldn't come close to matching. So that was a no-brainer. And it was pretty much a done deal. And once they had the numbers solidified and in writing, she sent it to me while she was sitting there. I said, okay. So you're going to put some money down now to hold it and lock this in. And when you come back tomorrow, you'll put the rest of your cash down payment down and you'll have a check from your bank for the loan because you got a really good APR from your bank. She went to her bank, which is, there's branches all over Virginia because it is Navy Federal Credit Union and it's a military town. They cut her a loan check right then and there, and they cut her a bank check for her down payment because her checking and savings account. And she's going to be there tomorrow to pick up the car. The downside of that is her new car that she has now that we bought in 2021, the Hyundai Kona, is in my name and her name. So I, after the show today, have to drive down to Virginia Beach. 7-hour drive. We'll probably get there about 1:30 in the morning. Sleep to wake up to make sure my middle girl gets her little car. And it's funny to see how when they start becoming, when they're going through their adult processes, when they're, hey, I bought my first new car myself. And that's a proud moment. And that's one of the reasons to talk about this. And it's interesting that, a text messenger texts in, brag, 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 thought this was a news program. Well, it's my program. It's called The Rob O'Donnell Show. And if you don't like listening to it, then don't listen. Change your station. It's not my fault you probably can't buy a new car or don't want to hear about someone buying a new car, but it's a process. It's about how a 23-year-old girl walked into a car dealership, and after a little guidance and a little parenting, with less than 12 hours later, walked in and got that car less than $4,000. If that helps one other person out there, then this was worthy a discussion. And if you can't see that, then you're the jerk off. Simple as that. So you have choices. You got a dial right there, buddy. So bottom line is we're driving down, or I'm driving down to Virginia Beach, and it's not really what I wanted to do, but it's good to see your children grow. And it's good to see that on a lot of scales, because right after this was said and done, I was able to send her a text message saying, hey, you know, you could write off your interest on your car loan because a Jeep Wrangler does qualify for the deduction for interest on an auto loan because the car is assembled here in the United States. And it does meet the criteria for gross vehicle weight and other things. So for the next 4 years, and I think she took out a 5-year loan, but for the next 4 years, she could write off all the interest as a deduction on her tax returns. So yes, as part of adulting, not only did you save $4,000 by having guidance through the program and having open dialogue with your dad during this, but you're able to also save the interest for the next 4 years. So hope that helped a couple of people out there. But again, in less than 12 hours, and we all know when a 23-year-old girl goes into a car dealership or a mechanic's office or something like that, we've heard the horror stories. And again, I don't think they did anything. I think if a 23-year-old guy would have walked in, they would have did the same thing with the same numbers. But after a little pushback, a little guidance, a little documentation on saying, okay, well, here's why I think the trade should be higher. Here's comparisons that show it should be higher. Here's where other people are selling this car. That research, that information saved $4,000. And I don't know anyone out there that could not use an extra $4,000 in their pocket. So simple as that. It's 3:22 here at WILK.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.